Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Dive into a trending report. Good news. It sounds like we're going to have Tom Cruise around for many, many more years.
Oh, yay.
He is reassuring fans at the Mission Impossible premiere that he plans to continue acting well into his 80s. And he's like, heck, I'll be doing it when I'm 100 years old. I'm never going to stop. I'm never going to stop doing action films.
Do you know who he kind of reminds me of, Jer?
Hmm.
Dick Van Dyke. The dude is living to 100, and he's like, I'm not slowing down either. Tom Why Cruise kind of has that energy about him, and that's good. I think he's really good for movies, so I like it.
You know what? For all the fun that Tom Cruise gets made fun of, you know, a lot, I still like the guy. Mm. I think his movies are pretty darn good.
Dude,
he's a good actor.
Like, a really good actor.
So, yeah. Unpopular opinion, my favorite Tom Cruise movie is Vanilla Sky. I love with him and Penelope Cruz.
That's one of the ones I didn't see.
It is such a, like, mind-boggling kind of work your way through it. You really have to pay attention, one of those kind of movies, but it's a really good one. So it has no action in it whatsoever. So it's the one movie I absolutely love of his.
I liked Edge of Tomorrow was really good.
That's a great one. It's a good one.
Jerry Maguire was great. Days of Thunder was pretty rad.
Those are all great movies.
I'm looking at his catalog. You know what?
Yeah.
When he was that guy in Tropic Thunder, too, like the agent guy that was kind of overweight with the sunglasses.
Yeah. I mean,
that's damn good stuff. So.
No, he does a great job. And I'm glad he's going to be around for a while longer.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the video of Denzel Washington getting in some guy's kitchen?
I did at Cannes.
A photographer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
He's like, get up off me, homie.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pointing at him and telling him to stop it and knock it off.
Well, don't get in Denzel's face.
He was in his kitchen for sure, Josh.
You know what's funny? I just watched Inside Man last night with Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie, but he's one of my favorite actors. Like,
Another great dude, right?
Is unbelievably talented in every single movie he's in.
You see the video? He looks old now.
Well, that happens.
It'll get you.
He still looks great.
I mean, honestly, Tom Cruise kind of looked old. That's the first time I've ever seen him look kind of his age.
So pumped with fillers.
Tom is? Yeah.
He's so pumped with stuff.
I know.
But looking at him, you're like, a little poofy.
Yeah.
A little fluffy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Anyway, this photographer actually playfully grabbed Denzel's arm, which made things worse. Then Denzel did whip back around and got in the guy's face and was like, stop it, stop it, stop it. So,
don't touch me.
I don't know what was going on, but yes, don't ever touch Denzel.
You don't have to even say that, right? Like, don't touch another person, especially a celebrity. Like, what are you thinking?
It's like Katie at all of our events. Don't touch me.
No, come on. I'm the hugger.
She always stays back.
Everybody.
She's like, don't let anybody touch me this time.
Right.
When you go see Katie on Friday night, don't you dare touch her.
No, security will
get away.
Sprint at
Big
you.
Rob stands that in front of her with his arms crossed.
It's completely inaccurate.
No,
you're
such a diva.
She's kind of the biggest diva.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
Listen, I know we're going to the diamond dive, but while we're there, don't let anybody touch me.
You can't really even look at her for too long, to be honest.
It's the worst. It's so embarrassing.
She'll get mad at you.
So bad.
Conan O'Brien has joined Toy Story 5 as the voice of a new character named Smarty Pants.
Oh, yay.
They're making a fifth one?
A fifth one. He announced the news yesterday in a video where he joked that he asked for the role of Woody, actually. Ernie Hudson is also joining the cast. He's taking over as Combat Carl. And who else is joining? That's all I got. Tim Allen is supposed to be back as Buzz Lightyear.
You can't make a Toy Story without him.
Yeah, him and Tom Hanks. You need him in the movie.
Coming out in about a year, June 19th of 2026. And the story is going to be all focused on Jesse. Which was
the girl cowboy.
They did that in 2002, or in Toy Story 2.
I don't know.
It was all about Jesse.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to do another one about Jesse. I love Conan O'Brien.
I'm not going to lie. I think he was probably one of my favorite late night hosts.
He's funny.
He is so naturally funny, and his podcast now is freaking hilarious.
It's pretty good.
I love that,
Conan
dude.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
Yes, it's so funny.
It's good stuff. and then finally, Josh, this is good news for you, because I know you want to catch up on some episodes. Sesame Street is going to be live on Netflix now.
Oh, yay!
They struck a deal for new episodes.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, no. How are you going to get your Sesame Street
That's the one
now?
I don't have.
How are you going to get your Sesame
I gotta
Street?
I got to re-up. I got to re-up.
I like this, though. The
Street is going to begin its 56th season later this year.
Are they making new ones?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Well, I guess
still going at it.
The Muppets don't age.
Exactly. They're around forever.
I was a Sesame Street slut as a kid.
I loved Sesame Street.
I missed that one. I didn't. That was not like my age group. Huh.
It's been around for 56 years.
I know. It was your age group at one point.
Somebody's age group, yeah. Huh. Anyway, so that's happened. What's going on locally?
Yeah, well, this story is kind of shocking, actually. Coming out from the Colorado State Patrol, they say Colorado drivers age 16 to 24, they're responsible for almost 3,600 crashes last year. I know. And they're saying this scared me. They're saying it's distracted driving, but specifically the younger drivers are in their cars behind the wheel on their phone looking at YouTube. And they think that they can watch their YouTube video before traffic starts going again. This is why the hands-free law came into effect. And CSP is hoping that that law deters people from holding phones in their hand. I mean, we're already seeing the numbers from it. And the crashes are going down dramatically. Looks like
is that more in the
helping.
Older responsible people, though?
No, it's going down in all age categories. Really? So it's a good look for the state. So if you're one of those people who are like, I don't like not being able to look at my phone at a traffic light. Well, you need to just suck it up because we're making progress.
The
here,
children
you know?
Are hurting people.
Exactly.
They have no attention span.
No.
Like, it is literally like they can't go 5 minutes without looking at their phone.
Yes. And again, I was watching.
What's that like, Josh?
Oh, it feels so good, Jared. Once you start doing it, dude.
This guy.
Once you
this
get
guy
there,
preaching
Jared.
About being on his phone.
But behind
not
the wheel.
Not at the car. Not
exactly.
In the car.
This guy.
When you're driving, it's so different. Because again, they were doing this report specifically said that young kids are on TikTok looking at their phone while they're driving. And they think like they're stopped. Everything is stopped. They're looking at their phone and they're thinking that they can finish it up before things start going.
They're
again.
Making TikTok dances in the car now, Jared.
Yes, it is so scary to think that this is a reality. So the fact that we're trying to curb it, whew, thank goodness.
You have to.
Thank goodness. All right, I wanted to start with that one because it was super important.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay.
I hope all these kids follow the rules.
I hope they
stop underage drinking as well.
All the things, Jared.
There's laws out there.
Have you read my petition? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this story coming out of Durango, this is hilarious. There's a kangaroo named Irwin down there in the Four Corners area, and he has now escaped for the second time.
Did you know
it's completely legal to own a red kangaroo in Durango as long as you follow all the city rules and
that's
everything.
Right.
So the cops there in Durango are very familiar with Irwin. Because again, this is, I was hoping you'd do the accent because I love that his name is Irwin. But this is the second time he's escaped from his owners and they have pictures of it. They put him in the back of the squad car. Yeah. It's so funny.
He's just sitting back
there.
Gosh.
Did they put him in cuffs?
And his little,
did they give him a pat down? You never know what's
little,
in that pouch.
In the
pouch.
You gotta,
it's full
gotta
of
check
meth and guns.
Oh my gosh, that Irwin. But you look at his little face. He is mad. He's big mad.
Yeah, and he was out having so the time funny. Of his life.
He's trying to go get a wallaby.
Oh my gosh.
He's picking up the ladies.
That story just made my whole day.
Just wanted to hop on out of
here. Rogue kangaroo. Isn't it great? It's
just feeling
so
like
funny.
Bouncing along. I go to get out of this cage.
Oh my gosh, I want
crikey,
a kangaroo.
They caught me again.
I want a kangaroo so bad. So bad. Just so it can get away. Okay.
Just so it can get away. They are so cute.
They're adorable.
So cute. They're so cute.
Oh gosh. So this story happened right here in Lone Tree, Douglas County. And it is insane. There's video of it and everything, but a motorcyclist tried to make an illegal U-turn right in front of a cop, so that was not a good move. But the cop tried to pull this motorcyclist
before he was speeding,
over.
Though. The cop tried
speeding.
To get him.
He was
flying.
Speeding. And so this motorcyclist, you can see it, he tries to run from the cops and he is just weaving in and out of traffic. The video
terrifying.
Is insane.
It's intense.
But how he gets caught, he tries to like maneuver around a cop car and he just drives right into the door. And then all of a sudden cops just come and tackle him and you can hear it. They're like, get to the ground, get to the ground. He's like, okay, okay, okay. I'm
His
sorry.
Dumb excuse. These motorcycles, sorry, some of these
oh
motorcycles.
My God. Gosh.
They make me so angry. He's like, I didn't hear you. And they're like, you can hear me just fine.
You
like,
can,
he blames the helmet.
Me.
He's like,
well, a lot of those guys put the AirPods in, too.
I don't care.
So they got AirPods
you can't
and a helmet.
See the flashing lights behind you.
And you're going 100 miles an
that's
hour
right, that,
down
that
the
I'm
street.
I'm trying to defend this
I know.
Guy.
I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
He took off,
this
obviously.
Guy knew what was happening. But, the yeah, when they tackle him and he's like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, that is just, oh, gosh. Please don't do
wagon.
That. Please be safe on your motorcycle. Okay, FBI also looking for one-hit wonders. People who robbed only one bank and got away with it. Okay, and this, again, happening in Colorado, they have multiple cases of people who have robbed one bank and never been caught. And all three of these people are like 60 and older. What in the AARP is happening out here, right? Like, what is going on? There's a woman, they don't know, like the description of her is about 50 years old. All of them are wearing face masks. But these are like one step away from Q-tips. Like, I am just like, it is
they're
shocking
easy to find,
me.
I guess.
There's a 60-plus man, a man between 60 and 70. Like, these people they're looking
why didn't
for
they catch him before?
Are older people. I know, exactly.
You can't
how did
get
they
away
get away?
Now.
Where have they been?
Well,
can't
and I
run.
Think, honestly, it's not like the typical walking into a bank and having weapons drawn and stuff. I mean, you can go in there and just say, give me all your money. You can just pass them a little note that says, give me all your money. So you're not getting the attention, you know, and then having to get away from that. So they're just very quietly passing the note to the banker, getting all the money and walking out.
So they're currently old and robbed a bank.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. What did you think I meant?
I thought they were younger.
Yeah, like they robbed it like 30 years old.
Yeah,
no.
And then they're
now
just
they're
now
caught.
Looking for them.
Oh,
and
no,
that's
they
the way
robbed
I was...
banks as the elderly.
Gotcha.
They're bored. They're bored.
They got nothing
no.
else going yeah. on. Yeah.
My wife left
just,
me.
I'm retired. Just, I'm bored.
You think they were old enough to know better kind of thing. You know what I
no.
mean? You're almost 70.
Hey,
you
it's everybody's
know.
First time doing life.
I know.
It's all good.
I only had 30 years left.
Yeah.
What a strange story.
Yeah, I just, they're calling them one-hit wonders, so the FBI is looking for all of these bank robbers who just did it one time. I just thought
that's
it was
funny.
All right, and then the Sundance Films Festival. So we know that it's coming to Boulder in 2027. What we're learning is it wasn't just the state of Colorado who put in the bid to get it. There were multiple entities within our state that tried to place a bid. So the city of Boulder, Visit Boulder, the Boulder Chamber, and the University of Boulder are among a coalition of local organizations. So a lot of different businesses/spots submitted their own incentive proposals. So all in all, they offered about $34 million over the festival's 10-year period to get
jeez.
That thing to move over here to Boulder in 2027. And again, it looks like it was an all hands in on deck kind of thing to get it to happen, because I thought it was just the state of Colorado.
No, screw
that
Utah.
Came in. Yeah, we were like, we need the Sundance Film Festival, and we'll do
good
whatever
for us.
It
that's
takes.
That's a big
so,
deal.
Yeah, it looks like everybody worked together to make it happen, and they ponied up a lot of money.
Teamwork.
Yeah, makes the dream work. Chair.
I feel bad for that little town in Utah that was hosting it, though. They did some stories on the business owners out there and how much money they are going to lose.
Oh,
now.
Park City?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
these little small businesses.
It's okay. They got
are...
skiers. They'll be all right.
Utah's going to be
brought
just
in
fine.
A lot of money, though.
They got the Mormon housewives and stuff.
Do
they're
we
fine.
Don't live there?
They
it's
have
not
TV
our problem.
Shows constantly. Yeah.
Exactly. They're
oh
reality
God.
TV.
Sister wives.
Heaven over there.
They got it. They'll be all right, Jared.
No, they do.
All right. Just get their Coke
they're
Zeros.
They're
going to
be just fine.
That's a.
Over there
that's
in funny. Utah.
It's not
they're
our
gonna be just fine.
Yeah.
We don't live there. It's not our problem.
We don't.
Colorado
has
small
our own
businesses
problems.
In Utah. Screw them. Go under. We don't live there.
We don't care.